Welcome to Minor Sevens Podcast for the autumn of 2024, where we'll be playing the best in current, non-mainstream acoustic guitar music. I'm your host, Scott Millsop is my name. In this program, Dylan Fowler and Bill Mize. The guitars featured on Peter Finger's German label Acoustic Music Records don't enjoy as much American exposure as do those on Candy Rat or Fret Monkey. That's not surprising. It's just a matter of geography. But American guitar fans are really missing out. One artist those fans deserve to hear is Dylan Fowler. His new album called Ebb and Flow is his fifth fingerstyle release on Acoustic Music Records and is the culmination of years of work creating solo pieces that reflect his journey from Celtic music of his native Wales through the rich musical landscape he's navigated throughout his 40 years as a professional musician. He has collaborated with Richard Thompson, Don Ross, ECM artist Dominic Miller of Sting fame, and was a participant in the prestigious International Guitar Night tour. At one point, he formed an innovative jazz ensemble trio called Frevo, which borrowed influences from the great contemporary and folkloric musician from Brazil, Egberto Gismonti. You may hear some of Gismonti's influence on his first track, which was written for the seven-piece Frevo, but here is adapted to solo guitar. This one is called Joy. Thank you. Not to be content with a single style, Dylan Fowler also immersed himself in Eastern Indian musical collaborations over the course of three past tours in India, and offers an homage to those traditions. The title of this one refers to a six-beat rhythm cycle that is, in this piece, a series of variations with the six-beat cycle at the heart of it. Enjoy Six Thal. Thank you. Grammy-winning guitarist Bill Mais happens to be also a past winner of the National Fingerstyle Guitar Competition at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas. Mais says, "I've received most of my musical education from a cheap Zenith radio," explaining that in his formative years in Tennessee, he would drift off to sleep to the decidedly non-sleepy lullabies emanating from Nashville's WLAC and MSM and Knoxville's WNOX. Mize adds, "It was in the mid-50s when I first saw Elvis on TV. Although I was only 3 or 4 years old, I realized I had just witnessed something incredibly powerful. And for me, music was what it was going to be all about." Prophetically, and so many years later, a gospel tune made famous by Elvis has found a home on Mize's newest album, The South Wind. Mize's solo version is perhaps less maudlin than the way Elvis spun it, and rings out in a resonant dadgad tuning. Here it is, Milky White Way. Bill Mize offers this story as an introduction to our next track. He says, "One day I was sitting in my studio noodling around on guitar in an open C tuning, and our golden retriever rushed in to inform me that it was time to go for a walk. Fortunately, I had my recorder in record mode, and just before I quit playing, out of the blue, I rattled off at least half of the tune in one go. After that initial burst of creativity, I was stymied for a long time as to how to finish it. Then one day, I was listening to John Hassell's fabulous recording, Fascinoma, and was reminded of how he would sometimes incorporate Duke Ellington's Caravan into some of his pieces. So I tried it on this tune, and it seemed to insert itself quite smoothly, and that seemed to help propel me to the finish line. Also, I started and ended the tune trying to imitate a sitar by picking on the low fifth string and having it buzz lightly against my finger. The title came to me in a dream, and so I felt obliged to go with that, and it is Advise the Wise." Thank you. Thank you for listening. Please stop by Minor Seventh's website at www.minorseventh.com for reviews of other great acoustic guitar music, including Al Di Meola, Aoife O'Donovan, and many others.